biscuit. And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Stink.
My name is Fusionax.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Dooley.
Welcome to our show.
Quick note once again, here before we start off, we got an email from Tila this week. She's been having internet issues. She's working on getting that solved. She's ordering up a new router and everything, so hopefully she'll be back before too long here. But just wanted to let you guys know, she didn't disappear, she's still here, she just doesn't have internet.
Okay. Well, we hope to get her back soon, so shout out to Tila, hope to see you again soon, or hear from you again.
The owl All right. and the corset.
Yeah, the owl in the corset.
There you go.
Exactly. So yeah, not a whole lot of news this week.
You know what? It doesn't matter. We got the best news ever.
Well, I don't know about ever.
Like, I was getting
deluded,
I was hitting up Twitter. Like, as soon as I saw this, everyone's like, "Oh my god, FusionX, you must be like tweaking out right now." Yes, sir, I was.
He was all about the Blitz Buffalo.
No, screw the Buffalo, man. I don't care about the Buffalo. New Final Fantasy XI accessories to hit store shelves. Obviously, there's the dog tags in here that no one cares about because they're too expensive, but one new thing that we have got news of now is the Final Fantasy XI Chirping Chocobo Chick.
Hi, Billy Mays here for the Chirping Chocobo Chick!
Too soon, man. Too soon.
Was it?
Sorry. See, we were doing that stuff like...
I was doing that weeks ago.
But if you order in the next 5 minutes as a special bonus to all purchasing customers, you will also receive the stuffed chocobo in-game item.
Woo! Yeah, that's freaking awesome. I think Fusion piddled himself.
A little bit. A little bit.
just a slight bit.
That was Yasu hooking you up, dude, by the way.
I think it was Square Enix, like, Fusion, will you just shut up with this damn chocobo already? Here, take it.
Just shut up about the chocobo.
It's like, hi, this is Yasu.
Hi, this is Yasu. Very excited. Stuffed chocobos are coming. So yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. How much is that thing?
$16.
$16.
You know what? That is something that I would buy.
Of course.
Because it's not $106.99. I actually have $16 that I could spend on a cute little chocobo that comes with an in-game item.
Yep.
Which is funny. Which I think is hilarious. The $16 item comes with an in-game item, right? The $107 item doesn't come with anything else. It's just that. You get a necklace. It's like, wouldn't you want to give, like, the extra incentive to the more expensive item? I don't know. Like, that would make more sense to me, but I don't care, because I'm getting myself a stuffed chocobo, so...
Now, let's put you in the hot seat here.
Uh-oh.
What if the stuffed chocobo came with... the dog tag.
Oh, snap.
Still say screw.
I might have to rob a couple banks.
Yep. You know, just curious. Just seeing where you are on the scale of desperation for a stuffed chocobo.
Yeah. Stuffed chocobo.
Would you kill a man?
I would kill a goat, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Goats are weird looking. a little goat. Anyway, so...
What is
the Chirping Chocobo Chick will be available for purchase on the official Square Enix online store September 24th. I believe that's the dog tags. It's the day the dog tags go on sale, too, I'm
assuming. Yeah, I think so.
Look for those. Another thing that we got here, you know, we've been talking about this for a while, but we have kind of an official thing now, is the Final Fantasy XI Taru Taru Trading Arts Mini. Basically, the four little Taru figurines we've been talking about. You got Star Sybil, Robil, Aquil, Chantoto, and that other guy.
And the other guy.
That other guy. I don't know.
Chantotes!
I forget who the other guy is, but There's four of them.
There's five of them.
Well, here's the hold on.
Isn't there five?
On the North American website here, it says $25 for the set of four, which is, that's all right. It's not too bad. In Japan, though, there's a website, some of you probably have heard of it. It's called playasia.com. And also we have, it's on the Play Online post here, it says release date winter 2009 or 2010, like they don't know. But Play Online, I believe, has these dated for December. They also say that there's a fifth hidden, secret figure. So...
Yeah, so...
Maybe it's invincible.
But too. They say, in order to, ensure that you get one, you have to buy, the whole box.
Yeah, the thing with the Japanese ones is, and they do this a lot with little figurines like this, is they just have them in a box, and it's you kind of take a gamble, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right.
With these, though, I talked to Corinth, and it sounds like they're going to come in, clear containers or something, so you'll know which one you're getting.
Oh, that's cool.
But, yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks that we're not seeing anything about the fifth figure, unless you're just going to include it as, a little bonus or something that we just don't know about it yet, or... I'm not too sure what's going on with that, but if I have to import a little figurine, I'm gonna be pissed. That would be.
What could the fifth Taru be?
Yeah.
It could be anybody.
It could. It could even be a new character, maybe introduced in the Shantotto add-on or something. Who knows?
Maybe.
Honestly, Robbell, Akbel, and Shantotto are really the only Tarus that I care about. Star Sybil was kind of...
is the other one, right?
It might be him.
Morigino?
Star Sybil was cool, but then they had that, really stupid, intro cutscene and, Crystalline Prophecy, and she's oh, love is gonna kill us all, and, there was nothing that, talked about that in the entire add-on, so I'm no, I'm not a fan of you anymore. I don't know if you're, what you're, foreseeing or something, but, way off. Anyway. So you get, So you get all four of those for North America for $25. It's not too bad.
I think it's $50 for the whole... Was it $50 for the box?
I don't remember. What Play Asia had is you got the store display. I think it was nine right. figurines or so. But you can go ahead and check it out. We'll throw up a link in the mentioned section of the episode post, so you can go and check that out.
Word.
But yeah, I mean, some cool stuff. The only thing I have a problem with is, no Play Online news for a while. Then we get the $106.99 dog tag. And then we get more, hey, give us money thing. can we get some money? Real
news? We're not adding any, new stuff or anything. So just
I appreciate the stuff, Chocobo. I do. And I am very pumped for that. And the thing that you actually get is kind of cool looking. I'll put that on my desk. That's pretty neat. But, you're just spamming merchandise.
What?
We did get a little bit of in-game related news, I guess. Buffalo Blitz is coming out. It's going to start Friday, September 25th, and go until Monday, October 5th. So, if you like messing around with Buffaloes,
Buffalo. I remember when the first Buffalo Blitz came, and you get those sashes, those belts.
I still have mine. I think I have mine too.
That was awesome, and the buffalo would buck you to somewhere. If,
I hated
it hit
that.
You,
like zone
you, could,
you
like
home
zone you just somewhere random.
Annoying.
What?
You
I
get
don't remember any of that.
You get the chocobo stable collars with that, don't you?
The very first one was really the only one that was any good. What the first one did was in several zones there was the giant buffalo and you guys had to defeat it to get the dash sash and right. When it would use this particular move it would hit you and it would knock you into a random zone. You could end up in Windurst or Juno or the stock or something.
It was awesome.
Because if you wanted to go from Juno to another city, you step outside there and you attack it and then bam, you get knocked out.
You come in Olympus, hold on, I need to go fight a buffalo, I'll be right there.
It was a quick trap.
There you go. Yeah, so that's coming up for anyone interested. It doesn't sound like there's going to be any changes as opposed to the previous Buffalo Blitz event, so.
Awesome.
It's different. I don't really like the one I have now, but.
Yeah. I guess this would be kind of Play Online related while we're talking about news and in-game stuff. there was a new post up on, or is it PDF, with the Japanese magazines and stuff that we've been doing, or that Corinth has been doing for us. And there was talks about how Tanaka said that there's one more year of content planned for Altana, which is the Wings of the Goddess expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've talked about this before, how, you know, they have one year of content planned for 11, but it sounds like it's all, like, expansion related.
Which is... Well, duh.
Well, no,
they're gonna
finish
Wings of the Goddess, and they're just gonna stop.
There's an entire year left of Wings of the Goddess. They are stretching that out.
That means they're gonna wait a year to release the final stuff. So you keep paying for a year, because from when they said that is when 14 will be coming out.
Right.
You gotta think. We thought, you know, after we got, let's say, all the missions for Treasures of Adurgan, you know, TOAU wasn't done yet. They're like, oh, here's ENMs, and oh, here's some other stuff, you know.
Right.
TOAU related, you know. Energar didn't come until we were, like, more or less done with the missions.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I didn't think, like, my initial reaction was, like, storyline, and I was like, wait a minute.
Like, yeah, because I think we're more or less at the apex of the story here.
Absolutely, yeah.
And didn't they say before that we're over halfway done?
I don't know. I think it's like a death sentence for 11 for them to say a year left of new content for TOA. Wings of the Goddess.
Wings of the Goddess, there you go.
Thank you.
I mean,
what are they gonna, like, they've gotta know people are gonna want to at least check out 14. So by doing that, it's like them saying, well, we really don't want to work on both anymore, so if you guys could just
call. They have teams and stuff for both of them. You know, I think this was mentioned in one of the interviews, I think, or it might have been one of the magazines, I heard it somewhere, is that, you know, after Shantotto comes out, and we're thinking, like, probably, like, October, early November for that, you know, that's all they have planned, like, expansion kind of stuff, so after that, they can start looking at if they want to, you know, start working on a new expansion or not, and I think... Like, the sooner they get something out about a new expansion, the better. Because right now, where everyone's like, alright, add-ons, Wings of the Goddess, and that's it. Like, that's the end for a lot of them.
They need to say,
we're gonna, like, you know, come out with, like, the Far East or something like that, or, like, Mithrim Homeland. They need to come out with something big, not these stupid little $10 mini quests that suck. Like, they need something big for 11. And that's, I don't know. Like, we know what's coming with Wings of the Goddess, so we already know what we're expecting, like, what we're gonna see. We just, I think we need just, like, a big, you know, Square Enix needs to just have a post one day, punch us in the face, and say, check this out, and we're gonna be like, whoa.
We'll be like, whoa, we're sorry, we doubted you.
Right now, the way it is, like, people just aren't excited about 11 right now. Like, it's been dragging for like, a month.
Well, that's because they haven't been... doing anything
right
with it. You know, they haven't been releasing any news, they haven't been giving us any hints on anything they're working on.
It even worse that, like, that was right after they announced, yeah, we got all this content planned for the next year, and then there's nothing. That's, like, that's horrible.
Nada.
Like, I mean, it's bad enough, like, that we, it's bad enough that it's just that kind of, you know, it's like, man, there's, like, no news, like, this is boring. But then on top of that, they're like, yeah, we got all this content planned. Well, where the hell is it? You know, you're talking about all this great stuff. Don't talk about rehashed events. Like, we don't care about the Buffalo Blitz. Like, I want version update stuff. Like, we gotta be hearing something soon.
Yep.
And Tanaka said,
yeah, but we've been saying that for how long now?
Tanaka said that they want to do updates every 3 months. So, I mean, we should be getting our next one pretty soon here.
Yeah, well, they haven't said anything about an update, so I don't know that that's going to happen. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, if you go by what he says, he said every 3 months.
Usually they're like,
they want to do an
OMG,
update.
Look at the stuff that we got for the next version update. You know, and we're like, yeah.
Dude, it could be like it could be like a purple chocobo or something, and that's all they could do. It's like, hey, new version update coming, and like a purple chocobo, and I'd be like, awesome. Like, we just
anything.
We need something that's not merchandise. That's not Square Enix asking us for money, or that's not a rehashed event. Like, we need new content. And I think we need it pretty quick. But
when was the last time you felt that Square Enix punched you in the face and just went, BAM, look at this, and you're like, holy, you know, just something amazing.
I think, I don't know about that hard. Like, Union, I think, was a nice addition, because everyone's like, oh, we're dragging on, we're just fighting stuff, it's besieged, and they're like, we're adding items. I'm like,
and like,
That's
currency,
cool.
And you're like, oh, sweet.
Yeah, because, I mean, originally that's something they said they weren't going to do. They didn't want currency available in the past because they're like, oh, no, they have gil now. They don't need that stuff. And they're like, yeah, we'll throw it in here. And they did it in a way that didn't mess up, like, the current economy or, the you know, like, the current market for that.
Right.
But, I mean, that was nice.
Wings of the Goddess release.
The biggest thing was, like, Level Sync. When Level Sync came out.
Level Sync was good.
Whoa!
I don't know, ZNMs were cool initially, and then you learned out you had to, like, take pictures, and you're like, wow, no, I'm good.
The Wings of the Goddess release was so exciting.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That was a while ago.
Remember, when it came out, they delayed it, and we were all of us were pissed.
I remember waking up, it was actually the morning that me and Ty went to the anime convention here in Chicago, when we met Folly. Like, that morning,
oh, yeah.
I logged on to my computer, I was checking out Play Online, and it's like, Wings of the Goddess expansion, I was like, what?
Like, nice.
I was pumped, dude, I, like, played the video, cranked that up.
Also, the Treasures of Vatargon release was, like, amazing. Like, it was so exciting.
Yeah, like, I was kind of around when COP came out, but I was still kind of, like, at that beginner stage, where I'm just kind of like, oh,
yeah,
okay, you know, whatever. Like, Vatargon was really, like, the first one that I, like, followed. I think Otter Gone was probably the best. Content-wise, it was the best expansion. I think storyline-wise, I think Wings of the Goddess has kicked COP out of the water.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. I mean, COP is great, but...
I think when I was about halfway through COP, I remember hearing someone said, you know, Square Enix bought the license for the name, Treasures of Vatargon. I'm like, well, that doesn't really sound like a Final Fantasy expansion. You know, that doesn't make any sense to me. What's Vatargon, you know? And then all of a sudden, a couple months later, it's like, look at this! And I'm like, whoa! And they're like, whoa! And they're like, Blue Mage! And I'm like, whoa! And they're like, Pirates! And I'm like, whoa! And they're like, Pup! And I'm like, oh,
Pirates!
I mean, you know, I'm being way too hopeful with this, I think, but, you know, if Shantotto is October, you know, that gives him, you know, you figure next one will be like December or so, right around FanFest. Potentially, they could be talking about a new expansion, I guess. I mean,
yeah, you
know, they'll be done with the bigger content stuff that's coming.
I don't know. I think we would have heard about it at least by
maybe.
Now.
I mean, they could be saving it for like...
Even,
you know,
if
like
it was a year away, we might have heard something. Or you would think maybe they would give us something.
They need some big stuff coming up. In the next two updates, they need Walk of Echoes, and they need Castle's Vol S. Like,
well, yeah, Walk of Echoes, Castle's Vol S.
They need some bigger. Like, and I think
add Tavnasia just for the heck of it. That would make us very.
I mean,
happy,
that would be good.
You know?
Like,
why not?
I think I think they need like
just some new stuff.
We would be like, OMG, amazing.
I think Walk of Echoes needs to be some kind of like end game Limbus-y like assault kind of thing. That would be really cool to be able to do, or salvage, or something. Just some other kind of, like, higher level just activity to do. Because right now, like, you know, I'm not saying that I haven't been playing 11, but, like, I'll log in, I'll maybe do, like, I've been doing campaign today just because I was bored and, like, my medals get close to expire. And, like, I've logged in for, like, salvage, and that's it. Like, that's all I've been really doing. It's just, everything's just kind of, like, dragging on a little bit. Me right now, and I need something new.
I think you're not the only one, man. Yeah. You know, I think that's
well.
A lot
I think
of,
too
lot of
they
people.
Could okay. They could simply change up, not change, but I don't know, do some different stuff with the stuff already in the game because
they could definitely make adjustments.
If you're in like an end game shell, like there's only so much you can do a week, and when you've got people that want to do some stuff and others want to do other stuff, it's just.
Right.
I don't know. They could change Einar Jar a bit to where it's not just like King drops drop from Odin. Like you could also get, you know, stuff from Karin, not the items, but like the abjurations and stuff. Like they could just make it a little more user friendly. Like if I have to pull together this many people to do this, then I don't know. Just
right.
make some stuff a little more worthwhile and change some other stuff so it's not. Like, everyone wants stuff from Omega and Ultima, but you have to do the exact same zones to get there.
And even then, one of the biggest issues I have had is, you know, like, they always talk about how obsessed they are with balance. You look at Tenemos and Apollyon, you have to do more runs for one than the other. People, yeah, that's, you know, balance. People want Omega drops
more. And you, like, need they significantly want, like, more people to finish an Ultima set. Like, you right. can't, you can't really do, I mean, all
just,
the
just the fact that you need to do more runs for one than the other. Like, that's totally unbalanced. Like, come on.
There's just, I mean, look, they're going to get very few new players to 11 at this point, because people are just going to hold out for 14 if they're interested.
Right.
Right.
So they need to start, I think, in my opinion, giving us, you know, stuff that's going to make us want to stay and keep us playing, and just news for dog tags and chocobos isn't stuff we want, because I think there's a lot of people that are
chocobo is okay.
Well, fusion, you want
the fusion,
yeah.
Like, I would okay. like to just $16
you know, I mean, item, like, with an in-game bonus. Item, like, that's yeah. that's fine. Like, even like Tile Tasman was like $50. That's
yeah. But it's like these people that are thinking, you know, well, I don't really want to leave 11 because I've got a lot of friends in 11, but what am I going to do? They clearly, like, whether they still quote unquote care about 11 or not isn't the issue. It's they're showing that they don't, you know, whether that's their intention or not. And
right.
it's just turning a lot of people off.
I think what they need to do is they need to modernize 11 a little bit. Like, it's 11 kind of came out, like, before WoW, like, before, I don't want to say, like, MMOs became, like, standardized, but they kind of adopted, like, a really similar format after that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what they need to do is they need to come out, they need, like, quests to give higher guild rewards, which they've slowly kind of been doing with rewards for, like, Wings of the Goddess stuff. Like, the rewards have been getting better. They need to mm-hmm. update older stuff, and they need to give you, like, experience for quests. And then for people that have already done those quests, you just go back, talk to the NPC, and it gives you XP. So what you do is you can just, like, level a whole bunch of jobs because you have, like, millions of XP saved up from all these quests that you did, like, 5 years ago. There you go. There's
which is totally different now. Like, they've got to realize, like, when the game first came out, that's fine. Like, it was a grind, and people still picked it up and loved it.
And here's...
Like, you know, just because something is different from, you know, what we would probably call the standard now as people that play games, you know... Like, doesn't mean it was bad. Like, we were still playing it because we like it. It's
right, yeah.
And I think,
but they've got to realize the balance is different now. It's not a balance between people that are 75 and new people. Like, there doesn't really need to be stuff for right. for level 20 people. There
and
needs
I think
to be
one thing they could do, like, because we're talking about how it's not going to get that many new players. If you want to keep those new players, give them more than 50 gil for their adventurer's coupon.
There you go.
Seriously.
You can't even buy a potion with 50 gil.
Right, and the economy's better, where 50 gil might actually buy you something now.
Right,
but it
yeah.
didn't when any of us played. Like, give people a little heads up.
I think some of it's just so ridiculous. They need to be a little more giving. Like, I don't want to say they need to make things ridiculously easy. Some things could be adjusted a little bit to make it easier for certain conditions. Like Einar Yar, we've been talking about, you know, people have wanted that scaled down for smaller groups for years now. You know, you talk about
yeah. All you'd have to do is scale down amples and the amount of drops. Like, it's really not rocket science. You know.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
because you can kill Odin with 18 people. Like, what? I mean, what are you going to do? Do Einar Yar with 6? Like, that's a little ridiculous. Right. But you could scale it down to 18-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the big things, too, to look at is, you know, they're talking about how when 14 comes out, they want it to be more, you know, kind of like user-friendly, like you can just jump in and do stuff. There's nothing stopping them from making adjustments to where you can, you know, do that in 11. I mean, the game is already established. Everything's already built around this, you know, older kind of idea of an MMO.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing that's saying that they can't adjust things, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, MMOs have had complete rehaulings before, like Star Wars Galaxies. They, like, totally redid the jobs.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
And we're not even, like,
I'm just giving an example.
Like, a complete rehaul. We just need more stuff to keep us interested. People that have been playing for years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not going anywhere now.
And I think one way they could do that, I mean, apart from new content, because, you know, that's... You know, development-wise, it's going to cost more. It's going to take more time, or whatever. They could make adjustments to existing content to make it, you know, a little new again. Like, you know, add something to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, add different monsters in, like, Dynamis somewhere. So, like, someone's doing, like, Sandoria, and all of a sudden, like, a scholar NPC or like a dancer mob starts showing up, and you're like, whoa, wait, what? Huh? What is this?
Whoa,
like,
wait, oh, wait, oh, wait.
What's going on here?
Freaking dancing statue. What's going on?
Forget the summoner orcs. We gotta watch out for the dancers. Those guys are gonna kill us. I mean, just, you know, just something little here and there. Like, update the 2 hours on the dragoon mobs. Like, call Wyvern, really? Come on. Like, just, you know, I don't know. There's so much they could do, just like little tweaks here and there that would make existing and old content that's boring to everyone that's been doing it for years, just even a little tweak would make it, you know, at least interesting for a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Well, also, like, I know we kind of want to wrap this up, but
no, it's go ahead.
Like, it just baffles me what's going through their heads right now. Like, you know, Aeon came out, and I've seen a lot of people start playing that, and if they like it, and they say, okay, I can only afford one, am I going to play this game where it's the same that I've been doing for 3 years, or I can play this new game and I can fly around and kick people's butts? Like, I don't, like, that's not even like a hard decision for me. It's just like, duh, you know? I mean, like, all they need is a little, shake something up a little bit and say, hey, you know, we're changing this. Yeah. This is going to be done like this. And
sometimes it's fun.
Like,
to shake
honestly, right now, I think, you know, a lot of people that I've been talking to that are in 11 and doing Aeon, you know, a lot of them are saying it's kind of like the, you know, they're trying to think of the word here. Totally lost it. They're like their transition game. You know, mm-hmm. They've been playing 11 for so long. They want to do 14, but 11's at the point where it's dragging a little bit. So they're like, "Oh, I'll play this Aeon game." You know, it's not a next gen MMO, but it's a new MMO. It, you know, kind of it'll give a taste probably of what some elements in 14 will be similar to or whatever. And you know, new graphics. It looks pretty. It's not the, you know, the outdated PS2 styled stuff. So a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, I'll try this for a while, and if they, yeah, and absolutely, if they like it, they can only afford one, you know. They're going to pick the one that, you know, they don't know everything about.
They'll pick the one that they're currently having fun with.
The one where they, you know, go to an event, and, you know, they can memorize everything, and they know everything, and it's the same thing they've been doing for, you know, game's been out, what, 8 years now? I mean, people want new stuff.
You know, on a side note, you know what kind of kills me about, like, the
loss of
the
HP?
Screenshots and stuff? Yes, that too is take two. Like, this is totally, not totally off topic, but a little off topic. But I think one of the things I'm really worried about for 14 is that people are going to jump ship really fast from 11 and...
Yeah.
And they're going to, whether the game turns out to be good or bad, like, regardless, I think people are going to jump really quick. But one of the things that disappointed me of, like, the earlier screenshots that we saw, what, like a month ago, at whatever the heck it was, I forget.
Gamescom.
There you go. Yeah. Like, one thing that has made me love 11 more than other MMOs that I may have enjoyed playing, but it just wasn't the same as 11, obviously, but... I love that in 11, the chat box is, like, the biggest part of the of the UI.
Oh, me too. Like,
I hate every time I see a screenshot of, like, WoW or Aeon, and it's just that little thing off to the left. Like, I hate that. I'm like, why is... How can it be an MMO if it's not focused around...
Right, yeah. I mean,
players.
In 11, MMOs now... it's kind of like what 14 is talking about. They want it to be more solo friendly. Like, you can just jump into WoW or Aeon or any of those other MMOs, and, you know, do a couple quests, get some money, get some XP, and that, you know, that's it. That's all you need to do.
Right.
When 11 came out, it was a lot more group oriented. You need to party up. You needed to grind, and the chat was like, you needed the chat to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you still do in MMOs today. You know,
Tanaka made that, by the way.
Yeah, Tanaka did the user interface for
11. That is,
for
that if there was one thing that would make me jump ship really quick, was if the... I don't want the user interface to be the same. Like, I like that they showed that you can, like, move it around and stuff.
Didn't they say that 14's interface would be customizable?
It is.
Or, yeah.
But if it's... I don't know. There's something about 11 where you log in and you see... Like, the biggest thing on your screen is like, your link shell message.
It was much easier to pay attention to the chat.
Yes.
And that was my thing, because I, you know, it was in the open beta for Aeon. I'm going to be jumping in there probably this weekend, just trying it out. I'm not quitting 11 or anything, so you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, one of the things first, it's like, I'm not paying attention to the chat log. It's like this little transparent box over on the side. I'm not looking at it. You know, I'm looking down at my little hotbar. Yeah,
and those of us that don't have big, like, 42-inch monitors, you know, like, the big chat log in 11, you open it up and you can see it if you're sitting at a desk on a small monitor.
Right.
You try looking at that stuff on, like, if I tried to boot up WoW on this computer, I'd be, like, leaning in, squinting, trying to read the chat box.
Right.
Like, that's just...
Well, in Aeon, it's customizable, too.
And yeah, so I mean, you can move it and stretch it a little bit.
In Aeon, I actually made it to where it's just like Final Fantasy. It's at the very bottom of the screen. It's stretched out about the same size.
Oh, but it's above your hotkeys, semi-transparent.
You can move the hotkeys.
Yeah, you can move everything in Aeon, which is kind of cool.
But all right, I guess I didn't figure that much out.
Off topic, but yeah, I mean, you're right, Jen.
It is, and it isn't.
My point was more... Like, I like the idea of being able to jump on for 20 minutes and getting something done. I love that. I love that I could sit back, relax, and play solo, but there's something about the big chat box that's the main focus of the UI that just makes you... I don't know. If you play it for the reason that I play it, because of the people you play with, that's like... To not have that is like taking something away, even if it's a game you've never played before. And, you know, it's like you're losing something.
One thing I wonder about too, with the design of the UI in 11, is since it was a cross-platform game and you had to deal with people running on a TV resolution, they probably wanted it big and, you know, so you'd be able to look at it and stuff. Because this was kind of before stuff like Ventrilo or TeamSpeak or Skype really came around. So it was like text, chat, in game. That was it. You know,
well, I feel like that's one of the big. Like, if you were going to talk about the greatest features of 11, the UI would probably be one of them. At least the chat box part, and I feel like it's underestimated.
Both the chat box and the menu too. I mean, looking at we've said that
it's like nostalgic menu. I love the menu.
It's got the same setup as the previous Final Fantasy games.
Yep, and that's awesome. And I'm sure that. That's what they were going for, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if it wasn't, I mean, you know, Tanaka worked on was it Final Fantasy III? You know, I mean, he's had his hands in a lot of other Final Fantasy games, so he knows what elements go into making a Final Fantasy game. You know how certain elements are positioned, and you know how it just kind of flows together. So.
Mm-hmm.
Work.
Oh, this is the What We Love About Final Fantasy XI show.
This is just the talking about stuff show.
It's
a good. We have no news, so we have to make stuff up and talk about it.
I mean, you know, we've talked about lack of news. I think on like the last five episodes.
This is true.
But,
this is true.
Take a hint.
We talked about doing an Aeon show, and you know, some people were like, "Do it." Some people were like, "Don't you dare!" So I mean,
don't you dare?
You're a traitor if you do an Aeon show.
I think it's okay to. I think it's all right to talk about.
At least stick with the genre.
I think we're all right talking about what we.
It is the same genre.
Yeah.
It's not Final Fantasy.
Okay, it's not the name. Jerk. The title, but it's. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all relevant because it right. all. Like that's one thing about 11. I think is people realize because a new MMO comes out that's gonna be good or it is good. Like that affects our community.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That they have one because you've got people that go over to the other one. You got people that are in between both.
Well, and even then, it's not just people. I mean, I was looking on the Aeon forums today, and even with me and Duel, like a lot of people in our link shell, like it's not just people moving. Whole groups of people are moving over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anytime any MMO comes out, if it's something that it looks pretty solid, like. It's going to have that kind of impact on any MMO on the market, and especially older ones, because, if people have been playing it for so long, they're at some point, they're going to, want something new. And that's one of the reasons I'm looking to play it, it's something nice to do, to jump in, and it's a little different, and it's not so, the same
you know
thing
what?
I've been playing
it's,
for five
it,
years.
It's, you get this feeling, you get that feeling back of that brand new adventure, and that whole big...
Somebody's watching me.
Really? Do you really?
Wow.
It's Fusion. I'm not going to be anonymous about it. It's Fusion. Wow.
Aww.
No comment.
Word. Yeah, you get that feeling of that whole big wide world to explore, and that new adventure with new quests. And
you
new
do a quest and you get more than like 50 gil, and you're like, sweet.
And
like you can actually make decent money from just
it
like
it makes
NPC
you remember what
stuff.
It felt like to start Final Fantasy XI, and now you know all
well,
of us.
I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Like, oh yeah.
In Aeon, I started out. I could actually buy a couple potions. I mean, that was
yes.
That was sweet.
Well, that was, like,
yeah, one of the greatest feelings about it is like that sense of nostalgia when I first started Final Fantasy. And it's like, oh my god, guys, you'll never guess what I found. I found this zone, and there's geysers, and you can jump up to the top of this cliff using the geyser.
And I
saw this this giant steam lizard, and it killed me. It was awesome.
I remember it's like, oh my gosh, I just saw someone riding a chocobo. Awesome. So cool.
Sweet.
I remember the first time I saw Beastmaster. He's got a sapling pet. I'm like, lame. Then I see Dragoon. I'm like, I want.
Yeah.
He's got a wyvern following him.
I want a dragon.
Exactly.
I want a tree. I want a dragon.
And like the first time I met someone who was getting ready to get on the airship, I was like, you, sir, are God.
But then Dual Saw Courier Carry is like, I want a crab I can enslave and like nail baskets into. That'd be great. Forget the dragons.
Yeah, poor Carrie.
They're all gonna laugh at you, Carrie.
Indeed. How about you, Jin? You remember any nostalgic moments in Final Fantasy when you first started?
All of it, man. From like trying to figure out where to go, like kill stuff, to you know
how to heal,
H&M and stuff. Yeah, man, it's all.
I remember at level 7, I did the I was doing the outpost quests, the supply mission quests. And I went all the way out to Mareptod Mountain's outpost at level 7, wow. Just hoping that I wouldn't aggro anything. It was very dangerous. It was epic. I met this chick out there, and she was like, what are you doing all the way out here? Go back. It was funny.
Go back.
And then instead of going back, I was like, I'm just going to, you know, if I die, then I die. I'm just going to keep going and see what else is out there. And I zoned into Saramug and, like, I eventually got owned by something, but it was so much fun. You know, I was like, "This is awesome." I went so far today, farther than I had ever gone before.
Heck yeah!
So, but yeah, mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You guys have anything else to add to that?
To the random discussion that we ended up creating.
This is the Random Banter PFA show.
There you go.
Yeah, write us an email and let us know what your nostalgic, you know, Final Fantasy XI noob moments were. We'd like to hear it, you know? You know, if it was, you know, meeting someone who was getting ready to get on the airship and you're like, airship? Awesome. And when you get your airship license eventually, it's like, this is just like a bus, you know? But, it's like an air bus.
You know, let's put that up in the forums under. We haven't had a discussion topic thread for a while.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Cool. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Extra life.
Let's move on and talk about extra life.
He writes.
Catchy.
All right, Fusion, what about Extra Life?
All right, Extra Life
is coming.
It's coming up October 17th.
Yay!
Going to be at the Timbuktu Cafe up in Michigan. If you have,
why does the name of that cafe not surprise me? Glad Dooley laughed.
I understood.
Okay.
Thanks, D.
I don't speak your crazy language, I guess. I don't know.
Who said I was crazy?
Everybody. But anyway, if you want to donate to the event this year, you can do that through LBR or PFA if you have not already. For PFA, the link is on the right-hand column of the website.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that donates is going to get access to the special event channel like we had last year. We'll be doing the 24-hour webcast again this year. So, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. It's a great cause. So if you have money, you know, times are tough. But any money you can spare for this would be definitely welcome.
For sure.
It's easy. Okay.
Yep.
Alrighty. So, what do we got next on the agenda?
That's Player Achievements.
Player Achievements, Fusion X!
Alrighty. Tella, I hate you. I just want to start off by saying this. Found a Mog tablet, got a Koopa Freed's ring, and the Nomad Moogle statue.
Oh.
Really?
That hurts.
Wow. I'm
hurting from that, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, I want to see awesome.
Post up a screenshot of that. I want to see one of them. Earth Digger completed Primeval Basel and got Ranger to 30.
Nice.
Carletta got Sam to 34, Corsair to 32, Thief to 32, and it got Private First Class for Assaults.
Champion.
This is a pretty good one. Invincible Moron with his Nom 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 avatar here. Wanted to post this last week, but he's been a little busy. He got married.
What?
To his high school sweetheart. Yeah. Went to Chicago for their honeymoon. And, met a couple Link Show members up in Chicago. That's pretty cool.
Awesome. You know, on that note, our buddy Moonja, he got married too.
Did he?
No way.
No.
Sure did.
Look at him.
Wow. I know.
Baller.
Yeah, so congratulations.
I think both I may have just lost a couple of bets. I didn't know that. I gotta talk to a couple people now. I'm kidding.
Ow.
I'm just messing with you.
LOL, I get it. Took me a minute, but I figured it out.
I was not implying anything. I was just messing around.
of course.
Whoa.
Dibble got pup to 62. Saving up for attachments. He sees that one of them is 1.6 mil. Pup attachments almost can be pretty pricey.
Pup attachments can be ridiculous.
Yeah. Redonkulonkulous.
And lastly, here we have Einwall, who got Monk to 58, Warrior to 66, completed his Limb Break 5, got Dark to 66, and 13 out of 15 complete for Mott's Cab, Dark Fight pending. Only has Monk left, and he got his Supanomi Me from Divine.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome.
Oh, right. And I guess I should mention this. Rylus is back.
Rylus is back! Get out of here!
Yeah. Real Welcome Soul back. 11.
Welcome back. Good deal. Alright. In-game! Chinchilla, why don't you indulge us? What have you been doing in-game?
You know, some stuff.
Don't be too vague or anything. I mean,
you don't have to go into details if you don't want to.
That's some epic.
No, we did a Dynamis Tavnasia, and I got my TH4 hands.
Nice.
That was pretty sweet.
Wait, you did that last week.
Yeah.
I wasn't on the show last week.
But then it was the week before that.
No, it wasn't.
You totally already told us you got TH4 hands, didn't you?
Yeah, on Skype.
This is Skype. All right,
maybe.
Don't ruin her moment.
I'm confused. I'm sorry. You know,
I'm
the absent-minded one. Congratulations, Chin. TH4
Thanks,
for the Scott. Win.
Thanks.
Awesome.
We also got a Red Mage hat, so that was pretty sweet.
Nice.
And a 100 piece, which is pretty sweet for whatever the heck we were doing there, Tav. Anything else? We did, finished up an Ultima set, so we're doing that tomorrow. We did a Sandy tonight, and nothing good dropped because it's Sandy and it's evil.
Understandable.
Dirty yes. Sandy?
I hate City Dynamis with an undying passion.
Oh, I hate it too. I used to
whatever,
like
you've
it.
Done it like twice.
Sake's talking like he's an expert on the subject. He's like, oh, I know. This is horrible.
It gets old quick. Like, I was so excited to do it, like, for the first time. And, like, now it's like.
That's kind of why I'm hoping, like, one of these days I can get into, like, Tavnasia. Because, like, that's something I haven't done yet. It's like, I want to do something new.
You really haven't even, like, been in Tav yet?
I haven't gotten clears for Quiffam or Valcrim yet.
That's not cool.
No. And there's you know, like, there's a lot of shouts, like, for pickups and Dynamises and stuff, but it's usually, like, Northlands and stuff. There's not anyone like, hey, let's go do Dynamis, Quiffam, and Valcrum. Like, because I'd be all over it. But
that's true.
It's kind of one of the things I'll need an endgame shell for. So I don't think that's anything I'm going to probably be looking at anytime soon. So.
Word. Let's see. We finished up our Odin set, so I have Odin on Wednesday.
Nice.
Ultima tomorrow. Did an SSR run and nothing dropped, but we got 3 cards, so we're kind of psyched about that because we need.
Wait, what's SSR?
The boss. Salvage.
Oh.
It's one of the salvage zones.
Silver Sea Remnants.
Gotcha.
Did I say my Nizul group got to 100? I forget.
Last week.
I wasn't on.
Whenever the last time you were on.
Like, I wasn't on the show last week.
Last time you were on, you had discussed that.
Word. Okay. We actually, one of the bigger and better link shells on our server broke, so we took in some new.
Did you give him, like, some duct tape meat and super glue?
You already said that, too, didn't you?
Nope.
No?
Nope. So sure. That's kind of weird. It's weird going from, like, 15 people for stuff, and we've got about, I'd say, 20, 22 the most. Right. Now it's stuff. So it's different, but it's cool. It means we can do a few more things. I don't know, that's pretty much it that I can think of.
Cool.
What have you been doing, Stig?
Well, let's see. I logged in to do... What did I do with the link shell this week? Was it Sky? No, I skipped Sky on Sunday. This past Sunday. I did Sky the other... Last week, Sunday. I'm hoping to actually try to spend some of my points...
Word.
I tried to get a pair of Zenith mitts, but it no work so good.
No other people had much more points, I take it.
Oh yeah.
What else are you looking to get from Sky?
A pair of crimson pants, maybe?
Yeah, take a number, wait in line.
Good. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not after, like, you know, an Asode or anything right now, or, like, you know, Hidate or anything.
You'd probably get those faster than Zenith Mitts and W-Legs.
I don't think there's really that many people that are looking for Zenith Mitts.
You could find out how to solo AV before you get Crimson Legs, man.
Oh, yeah?
If he's
tanking for him, he'll probably get them.
Well, it depends, too. Like, does do you have tiers set up for drops in Sky?
No. Just points. No, so no luck so far. I haven't gotten anything. Opiate has, though. He's gotten some stuff. He got some Koenig stuff. So
go Opie.
And some what do you call it?
I don't know.
Hecatomb. Mm-hmm. Hecatomb stuff.
Hecatomb stuff. Pretty good.
Not a real big week with 11. I actually Opie and I just one night decided, you know what, let's like play another MMO, just like a free to play, just pick one from a hat.
Jeez.
And we'll play an MMO, and we picked this game called Fiesta.
Oh god.
It's an RPG.
Never heard of it.
I know,
probably
neither did I.
For good reason.
Indeed. You know what? I was thoroughly entertained by it. I'm not advertising for Fiesta or anything. I mean, it's like anime style cel shaded graphics. They're kind of cool once you get used to them, but at first it's like, oh my gosh, what am I looking at? And there's like a lot of crazy stuff. The reason that it's free is because like they sell stuff online that you can buy for your character, you know, on their website or whatever, and you can choose to do that or not. But the game itself was actually pretty cool. I mean, you know, I had played the Ion beta the week prior, and there were a lot of things in there that were like Ion, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool. I wonder if they got some of their ideas.
You know,
from...
I think what we need to do is we all need to just go and jump into Hello Kitty Online.
That's what I said. That's what I said. So, yeah, Fiesta, good game,
Fiesta.
Free online RPG. If you're broke and you can't pay for 11 or something, download it. And it's kind of ridiculous. Like they have like these wooden horses, like you know, like the stick with a horse head kind of thing on it, and you like.
Right.
Kind of right. They have like those, and you like ride around on those. I mean, it's got like you know, these, like ridiculous anime themes in it and stuff like that. But you know, that's pretty cool. It's pretty well made. You know, I had fun with it. So that's what I've been doing all week. I'm playing Aeon now. So I don't know what to call it, Aeon or Ion.
Aeon.
Aeon. Okay,
it is Aeon. I've confirmed it.
Okay,
I've
so
heard a member of the development team pronounce it that way. So,
Ion is very cool. It's not like WoW. A lot of people are like, it's just a WoW clone. It's not like WoW at all.
Well, yes and no.
Oh, yeah, how is it like WoW?
Same kind of quests.
Yeah, well, they're like fetch quests. All MMOs
have fetch quests, with the exception of that's 11. A pretty big chunk of any MMO, though, is the quest.
Like, City of Heroes, like, it was the same exact thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And Star Wars Galaxies was the same exact thing. You know, you go to a NPC, and the NPC is like, oh, you know, the fields are being eaten by these mobs, and so go kill them and come back, and, you know, that's...
Well, and even then, like, I think they did that in WoW, too, you know, you're talking about the differences, like, in Aeon and WoW, you kind of just start off in, like, this field area, and you kind of, like, work your way up to, like, the big city. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's like, in 11, you just start off in the city, and then branch your way out.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know if that's a really good basis to start comparing the two MMOs, but anyways, I'm playing Aeon, and it's... I'm having a good time so far. And I skipped Dynamis. I skipped Dynamis Juno so that I could play.
If you're in Sim Slingshell, you did not hear him say that.
No, definitely.
I'm not scared. What do you think I'm scared? I played Aeon instead of Dynamis Juno this week. Sorry, guys. So, there you go. All right,
so
Fusion.
I'll
just, how about you, Mike?
I'll go, and then Duel can fill in the gaps. Did salvage, and actually got a couple. Got some pretty good drops this week. I got the feet and the Usucane feet and the Ares hands from the which level was that we did Silver Seas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Silver Seas boss. So I got both of those, which is cool. Jessie May got her level 25 Ares legs that we've been after for quite a while now, so that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
We did a Bafflow run after that. Tried to get the Usucane feet from the Rampart and the Usu legs from the boss, but that didn't really work out. What else did I do? Did a little campaign today. I was gonna go and do a campaign op real quick, like the little like security one where you just walk around and click on the object. Cause I was like 100 XP or something until my next limit point or my merit point. So I go to the NPC, start talking to it, all of a sudden the wall flies up and you hear dun 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 dun. I'm like, oh crap. So, did a couple campaign battles in Windy, which was kind of fun. Haven't done that for a while. That's pretty much it.
Where?
Woo.
Woo.
Are you done? Or?
Yeah, I'm done, man.
That's okay, because I haven't done very much either.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
Salvage. Woo.
No.
We've been doing salvage.
The other stuff. Yeah. The other stuff. Just come out and say it, man.
Yeah, I finished Ares' body.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
And
he's like, I'm finished Ares' body. Just in time for Aeon to come out, so we'll be sitting there on my mannequin, getting dusty.
Yeah, I've been playing Aeon.
Like, that was kind of like our joke for the week. Like, he's like, I got my Ares' body, and we're like, sweet, now you can go play Aeon.
It's like, literally, I log on for salvage, so it's like, ooh, I got an Ares' body that I'll never get to use because I don't go on Paladin or Dark. Or War or Dragoon, so...
Yeah. Well, no, we did, we tried the Moogle fight again.
Yeah, we did.
I hate that damn Moogle fight. I really do.
Yeah, F that Moogle fight.
So discouraging. Like,
I agree, F that Moogle fight.
Like, Crystalline Prophecy sucked, but I'm like, alright, I'll give the Moogle thing a chance. And now it's like, dude, you know, Moogle thing was a total, like, carbon copy of... Crystal Prophecy. It's like easy little stupid quests, and then the boss is ridiculous. Like, I don't know if I want to buy Shantotto. Like, unless the end reward is like jaw dropping. Like, I don't care. Like, even with like the Moogle thing, like I haven't had that much motivation. Like, I'll get on, and some of the people in the LS are like, "Hey, you want to go do it?" I'm like, "All right, I guess I'll need to do it." But I haven't really been pushing for it. Like, I don't care. So, but we tried that like 3 or 4 times. And it's just. I don't know what we were doing wrong or what was going on, but it wasn't in the cards that day.
Well, we got another 35 piece, so, you know, now we'll be working on Fusion's 35s.
Yep.
Hopefully nice. Get something out of that.
Yeah. That'll be good. Well, I mean, I need, like, the big thing right now, I think, for me is the Usu feat. From the rampart, because once I get those, the other feet are 100% dropped from one of the frogs. Usu legs I need are it's from a boss, so like that's not gonna be impossible to get. So it'll be good. Just, yeah, may take a little while, but it's not like it's gonna be like ridiculous to get. It'll just take a little time and patience. So
patience, what's that?
Yeah, right. It'll take a couple rounds. Not a big deal. I mean, it's not like we've you know, had a problem where, like, we'll get to a boss and then it'll be, like, wipe, like, a horrible death. Like, we'll get up to a boss, we'll kill it, not a problem. So, I mean, the group that we do salvage with is really good. It's not like we go in and wipe a lot. Like, we go in and we get stuff done. So, I don't have any worries that I'll never complete a piece or anything like that. It'll just, you know, need a little bit of luck on the side there. It'll be good.
Nice.
Yep.
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 Yep. Go salvage. And as I do this, I think to myself, why didn't I start salvage earlier?
Mary. Oh. I'm sitting here, I haven't like completed a single salvage piece. Duel's like, I'm my Ares body. I'm like, damn, man. Like that's a nice first piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
Like, yeah.
How are you enjoying Aeon? Ion, sorry.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Is Jessamay playing too? Of course she is.
I think like our whole shell is playing, like with that maybe with like the exception of like 2 people.
Green.
Yeah. Green and Evil. Evil might be getting in though, I thought.
Evil might be cracking soon.
They will all crack eventually. Alright. That's it for in game. So why don't we move on to our emails? Let's see here. First email, if I can find it. Oh wow, I'm not even logged in. Awesome.
Yeah, that might help if you get logged in to the email there.
Okay, first email here comes from Boise. From
really?
Boise. From Boise.
Really? Come on. Really, dude.
Framboise. 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 She says, hey all, what's the deal with not being able to get onto Bahamut? I started a new character for the first time since I joined the military, and Square Enix wouldn't let me on Bahamut. So I feel lost on Carbuncle. Coming back to the game has been somewhat disappointing. Oh well, it's still better than WoW. I hope that you're all doing well. Signed, Friend Boise. P.S. The best thing going for me is that I got my name back. Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, Bahamut's been locked up for a while now, unfortunately. So, I don't. If you have a character on a locked server, can you make a meal on that server?
I don't think so. Or maybe, I don't.
I don't know. I don't know if that
works.
Good
question.
If anybody knows,
that is a good question.
That'd be good to know. If you have a character on Odin or Bahamut, can you make another character on the same account? It'd be interesting to know that.
Yeah.
But we know that they've mentioned in a couple interviews that they're thinking about opening Odin back up soon. But I think they said Bahamut was still a little full, so probably won't be seeing Bahamut opening up for a while yet.
Cool. Alright. Who's next? Who wants to read the next one?
I will go.
Alright, do it. Do it now.
I will go. First, I need it.
Do it now.
What are you doing? Get in the chopper.
This one is from Paul Bunyan of the Ifrit server. And it says, "Hey PFA hosts, Paul Bunyan of Ifrit here. As you can probably tell from my heading, this is a question about Dynamis. What is the deal with Paladin drops? Since I've started doing Dynamis 3 months ago, I've only seen one piece drop, which was a body on Zark I was not allowed to lot. Now that I haven't gotten pieces for any other jobs, you know, via lot or second tier lot, but I would like to see some Paladin relic, even if I don't wind up getting it. In your collective experience, is this the norm for Paladin drops? Thanks for the laugh, and here is hoping more good Final Fantasy XI news comes our way soon." No, I guess other than, like, you know, dog tags and whatnot.
Yeah, right.
And whatnot.
I think, I don't know, it's all random.
I've never seen a Paladin piece
drop. Sometimes you'll see them drop. Like, I've seen Zarkamarge with, like, two bodies drop. You know,
yeah.
I mean, sometimes I've gone, you know, months without seeing one. It's just, I don't know. And it's weird because, like, some people seem to, you know, be in this kind of thing where, you know, it's like a constant. They never see this certain item, but other people see it all the time.
I think, like, each link shell seems to have, like, that sort of, like, let's say Chin's link shells would be like, "Oh, we do Zark and we get, like, Ranger body all the time." And
Or they do, like, Jailer of Love. We'll be like, "Dude, we never get Love Torx. We get Love Torx every time we do Jailer."
That is, that's all we
and
get.
Then another shell.
No Novios.
And they get. They get a damn, like, Love Halberd, and that's it. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is.
That's luck just of the draw. The way it is. Yeah. All right.
But as far as Paladin specifically, I've seen one or two, you know, drop. It's kind of consistent. I think as far as Zark, I've actually seen less, like, Red Mage hats and Thief hands than Paladin.
I've actually seen quite a few Zerk codes drop.
You know what? I take that back. Last week, we did sign a Dinah Sandy. There was a pair of Paladin hands that dropped, and I just happened to have Paladin listed as my number one lot, so I actually got the lot on them. But I
only because the beast trousers are crap.
Do you have any relic yet, Stay?
Nope. None for me.
Nope.
You get your first piece, and it'd be like, sweet. So oh, I was, and then someone's like, "Dude, those Dirk legs suck." I'm like, "Oh,
shame."
And they do. Like, I you know, but at the time, I was like, "Dirk
legs, sweet, man. I'll take them."
Yep.
The first dynamics drop I got was like the relic lands. I was like, "Oh, what is this? It's like, for a relic." I'm like, "Cool. What is it? Like, you need, like, more money than God." I'm like, "Oh, never mind."
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
Okay, so Chin.
Email?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. This email is from Ryushin of the Fairy server. He says, "Howdy hosts, I usually don't have much to listen to at work on Fridays, so I decided to download the very first episode of PFA and the 3-year anniversary episode. It's shocking how fast time goes by and notice the great changes PFA has gone through. Anyways, it was hard to hold back laughter listening to both episodes because of the rant Stay Confusion got into about NPCs. it, especially when they kept saying, stupid NPCs. The best was the 3-year anniversary episode, when everyone was making fun of Fusion and his unrequited love for Nabuo. Aw, Fusion.
We all love Nabuo, though.
Everyone took a jab at Fusion by saying Fusion would throw his clothes on stage for Nabuo.
He would, too. Or even better,
his room keys.
He'd be like, Nabuo, here's my panties!
Anyways, I just have one question. Have you guys gone back and listened to any starter episodes just for fun? Thanks for the great work.
You know, I don't know if I've just, like, randomly said, I'm gonna go listen to, like, episode 35 or something, but, you know, when we do the favorite moment bits for the anniversary shows, I'll go back and I'll listen to a couple episodes here and there to see if there was anything in there. But that's really the only time I go back and hear any of the older episodes.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, when I'm messing around with iTunes, or like if my iTunes is on random or something like that, I'll listen to an old episode, but I've sort of already heard them all. So,
I don't need to hear them. I was there.
I was there. So, yeah.
Yep. I'm kind of tempted to, like, download the first one now. I don't know. Maybe I'll do that this week.
I wasn't on it. Don't bother.
Yeah, right. Did you guys hear that?
I heard something yelling.
My wife just stepped on baby Elmo, and it was like, Mama! I was like, oh, man, I hope they didn't hear that. Okay.
Jeez. Mama.
Stop squeezing Elmo.
When does baby Elmo say mama?
He says, mama, mama.
I thought he goes, that tickles.
No, baby Elmo. That's that tickles.
Charlie bit me.
So you're saying when Elmo's a baby, Charlie. He's not ticklish?
Jack really hurts.
This is the part of the show where we slowly go into madness.
Yeah, that's right.
Charlie bit me.
That really hurt. Alright, is that all the emails?
Charlie!
That is all the emails that we have for this week.
Alright.
So we'll throw that thread up in the discussion section of the forums to post your most nostalgic moment in Final Fantasy.
Right. Okay.
Shiz.
Yeah. So that'll be cool.
I wish him.
We'll also have the Play Asia link up on the episode post where you can go and check out the Taru stuff. Take a guess at the fifth character that's going to be released. Cool stuff. Extra Life. Donate if you can.
PFA, donate if you can.
Contributors. Yes, if you want to hear episodes early and unedited, $5.
That's right. Yeah, don't forget we actually post the episode the day that we recorded instead of a couple of days later. So if you are a contributor, not only do you get access to our contributors forum, but you also get access to the show early.
Right, like we're recording right now. Like within the hour, this episode is going to be online.
Yep. You can download and it our contributors will be listening to it.
No Galaka sound. So if you hate Galakas, donate and you won't have to hear them.
No more Galakas sound.
I think we just sold it right there. No Galakas.
You know what? I think that I see.
Durzerb's gonna send me.
Durzerb's gonna get you now.
And be on like IRC. He's like Fusion. I'll be like, I didn't say anything. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Tell him to get back to the mines.
You could be like, Superman is not here. Okay. Any other announcements?
That's a Family Guy thing.
Any other announcements before we get out of here?
I think that's about it. New Aetherite radio episode. We're going to be setting to record that pretty soon. Tokyo Game Show next weekend. You know, we're not expecting a whole lot of info, but there's some stuff that's been coming out, you know, with magazines and stuff in the past couple of weeks. You know, hints about, you know, things like Magitek armor that can be really cool.
Yes!
Yeah, no, right?
Yeah, not so yes.
Forget Wing and Aeon. We get Magitek armor.
We get Magitek.
So keep an eye out for that in the next few weeks here. Orzopedia.com for that and any Final Fantasy 14 related information.
All right, sweet. Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is
petfoodalpha.com.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Bye.
Later.
Peace out. Good night.
Peace out, Cub Scout.